B96, the Rhythm of Chicago. It's Mogan Carl in the mornings. And it's so funny to me when, like, grown adults act like teenagers, right? And this is something that Carla's grown dad did, right?
Oh, my dad, sneaky, sneaky guy. So my dad and my mom, they're like almost 60. Mm-hmm. I think actually this year is kind of wild. But anyway, they got invited to a quinceañera, which is like a sweet 16, but for 15-year-olds in Latin culture,
yeah,
by their church friends. My parents have really gotten a lot closer to the church now that they're older, probably because they're trying to meet Jesus if the time comes, right?
Sure.
So, whatever. Anyway, they got invited to this quinceañera, and the parents of the quinceañera said, just so everybody knows, it is a alcohol-free celebration.
Okay.
Oh.
And so, is this rare that it would, that a 15-year-old's birthday party would be alcohol-free?
Well, I mean, the 15-year-olds aren't drinking, but normally, like, I remember at my quinceañera, open bar.
Yeah, okay. I heard you turn up at
so the adults turn up.
Like, our baptisms have a lot of cases of beer, you know what I'm saying? Because the adults are at the party celebrating.
And that's part of the tradition, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so my parents were like, okay, no alcohol, boring, but I get it. And so they went to the quinceañera. And my mom's, like, texting me in real time. And she's like, yeah, we're going to this party. We're really excited. And then she sends me a video of my dad. And my dad is like, pouring something underneath the table. And so I go, what's going on? So apparently someone else in their friend group had brought a bottle of tequila to the party.
All right. And so somebody was prepared.
Yeah.
But the parents of the quinceañera saw him. And they said, you need to take that back to your car.
Oh, so they didn't just, like, shake their head at him. They were like, no, get that out of here.
This is a libation-free zone.
Wow.
Real strict.
So as this guy's walking out, he sees my dad, and he says, I know this guy's down to party.
Yeah.
So he tells my dad doesn't drink too much, but when he does. And so he tells my dad, hey, can you keep this at your table? Because I'm too close to, like, the parents' table. And then, you know, if I want some, like, I'll just come by this table. My dad, beaming, he goes, yes, this is my mission for the night. So now
this is his mission in life now.
Yeah.
He has a secret bottle, and apparently word got around to the entire party that at table 17 was the bottle of tequila. And so my mom was texting me in real time. She was like, everyone keeps coming up to the table and asking if they can have some.
That's so funny.
So my dad's pouring mini shots for people.
Hey.
And she's like, this is so
under the table?
Yes.
This is so great.
I love it.
This is a grown ass man.
Grown adult. And people, and my mom's like recording them, and they are like coming up to the table like, I'm gonna get some. It's giving can I hit your vape energy? They didn't get caught by the parents, or maybe they didn't at that point. They were like, what are we gonna do? Go up to 60-year-old people and tell them they can't drink? They had a blast, but it was really funny to think that my parents at the age of almost 60 are still
sneaking
alcohol into parties.
That's so funny. And knowing the type of guy that your dad is makes this even funnier, because he kind of is that guy who's just like, I'm here for the fun.
Oh yeah.
I'm here for a good time.
He loved the attention. He was Captain Tequila that night.
I love that.
And he was taking everybody to the destination.
Let's get you on the phone. What did you sneak in somewhere? Okay.
Ooh.
Maybe it was as simple as you snuck some food into the movies. Maybe you snuck some people into somewhere. Maybe you snuck yourself into a club underage.
Yeah, or you snuck, I don't know, a different outfit to your school. We're all sneaky when we're trying to get away with things.
Yeah, what was your sneaky moment? What did you successfully sneak into a place? Or what did you get caught?
Unsuccessful stories count too.
Yeah, 877-591-9696. Call us now. We want to hear your story, all right? It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96. What were you able to sneak into a place, successfully or unsuccessfully? 877-591-9696. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96, and Ashley's in Hammond, Indiana. So back in the day, you were sneaking boys in where?
To my friend's houses.
To the houses?
We would do this all the time.
Let me tell you, as a dad of a girl. Well, not be me.
I couldn't even imagine. My parents didn't hit us, but I was afraid of them like they were. So, okay, how many times do you think you successfully snuck in a boy into anyone's home?
Oh, my gosh, Carla, I can't even tell you. We were really good at it.
Wait, I'm afraid to ask you how you did it because I don't want to give anybody any ideas.
No, I want to know.
Actually, I want the secrets out.
Yeah.
I want to know how to secure my house so that this nonsense doesn't happen.
I don't really know how we got away with it so often, but one time I remember we brought somebody to a friend's house and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and around 5 o'clock her mom woke up and walked out to the living room, and we had to like sneak him under the recliner. Like we all had our recliner chair back and he laid underneath it so we weren't caught.
Wow. You gotta check everything.
So we're inspecting recliners.
Yeah.
Okay. That's nuts, Ashley. And awfully bold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was bold. We were very bold.
Yeah. It sounds like it.
This is giving I don't know, middle school energy for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what, though? I've heard this.
Middle school, high school.
My wife grew up in a house that had a nice, like, sized basement. And she would just, like, have, like, quiet parties in the basement. And they would, like, be drinking and stuff. And her mom would be upstairs sleeping.
No way.
Yeah.
That's, like, straight out of a movie.
Yeah. My kids will be so disappointed because I'm, like, the lightest sleeper in the world. And, like, every little sound wakes me up, so I will be on patrol, especially if there's people over.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you don't know.
You're going to be that parent that's like, hey, doors open.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
We used to sneak out, too.
I don't like this.
See, sneaking things in, sneaking like out.
Too sneaky. All right, Ashley. Thank you for that.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Carol on the north side, you snuck yourself into what?
A wedding. My cousin and I, we were at some, years and years ago, we were at some pageant, and it was, I think it was a hotel that had a bunch of different, you know, party rooms, and we kept on, my cousin and I, he and I, we kept on going out of this pageant because it was so boring, and there was no alcohol, so we were walking around the lobby.
See, parties with no alcohol are no fun.
I was just like, this is not what I want to do. So we started walking around, and we saw that all these people were coming in to this, to the party room, and we're like, what's there? And we saw the little marquee that said the people's wedding. So he and I just looked at each other, and we're like, all right, let's walk in. And so we walk in hand, like part of the crew, and just said it, went to the bar and started drinking.
So
you just danced all night with the people.
You just crashed a wedding? So you didn't know the people, your husband didn't know the people, you just made yourself at home?
Yeah, my cousin and I had no idea who these people were. You know, I'm a pretty light Hispanic. He's a dark Hispanic, so we just looked like we were part of the crew.
Period.
Dancing around, so we just danced.
You know
all
what?
Night long and drank.
If somebody's trying to sneak into my wedding, but they go straight to the bar and they're a vibe. And you're dancing.
You're not even mad at it.
I'd let you stay.
Yeah, stay.
I strive to be able to tell this same story one day. I would love to just crash a wedding of people I didn't know and just see if I can blend in.
I used to sneak into quinceañeras.
Really?
Yeah, I would crash like two a weekend.
No.
I'm serious.
Out of control. Thank you so much, Carol, and have a great day, your wedding crasher.
You too.
Bye. Again, we're talking about what were you able to sneak into a place? Now, Anthony is in Indiana, and you snuck what into where?
So, me and my buddy, we're probably like 21, 22 at the time. You know, Indiana, smoke-free zone.
So, hold on. So, we were probably 21, 22 at the time, is to set the stage for whatever this is about to be, so that we don't judge you. And that is?
that's the stage setter. My buddy got arrested, so, you know, he's not with us no more. Oh. But, you know, we're in the club, and I'm drinking Hennessy shots. I'm going all night, and I'm passing him shots and stuff. We're drinking beers and everything. And I'm like, man.
Yeah. We had to dump that, but essentially what he was saying is they
snuck
some weed into the club.
The devil's letter
into
the club.
And they smoked it in the club and were passing it around to people. That's what he told me on the phone.
Yeah. There you go.
Times have changed.
Sorry we had to hang up on you, but, you know, language like that can get us into some trouble.
Yeah.
You know what, though? We got to change directions and get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000.
Yes, so if you can crush me, it's 5 pop culture questions. Answer more correct than me, crush me, you win $1,000. However, I'm feeling extra sharp today.
Her record is 449-80.
So I've only lost 80 times.
But your chances aren't nothing. 877-5-